Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
Our guest is Cecil Lammy. Cecil, dude.
Yes, sir.
I saw Ford versus Ferrari today.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, you already saw it?
Of course, man. Opening night, I'm not going to miss that.
Oh,
so,
my God.
As a person whose car is autographed by Carroll Shelby and is obviously a big Shelby fan, and I'm at that moment in my life where I'm the old guy who wears nothing but clothes that have the style of his car. So I have Shelby gear, Shelby backpack, Shelby hat, Shelby coat, everything. I absolutely love the movie, and it's not a racing movie. And it's not really Ford versus Ferrari. It's Shelby versus Ford versus Ferrari. It's magnificent. It's going to win a bunch of awards. And it's the reason why you go to movies.
Well,
it's a great story.
I would never know that you have a Shelby by every video that you do in your garage.
I would never know it. No, but I really, you know, some movies that you say, oh, I want to see that, I on purpose try to not know anything about it. You know, it's like, oh, I saw it, Christian Bale, Matt Damon, car thing looks cool. I definitely want to see it, right? But then I shut my mind off, like, I don't want to know anymore. I want to be surprised by everything, right? And so I'm in there, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a Cecil movie. You know, I had no idea Matt Damon played Carroll Shelby, Shelby Cobra, the whole thing. And I didn't know anything about the story, which is really amazing. So, boy, Cecil, I was like, oh my God. So wait, when did you see it then? I thought it just came out today.
Yeah, they had opening night, and then I went and saw it again today with my best friend, Big E. What's up? So, you know, two times. Boom.
The big car enthusiast. How come you've never asked me?
Well, he's not a big car enthusiast. He's, to be specific, he's a Shelby. Right, Cecil? I think. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, I only drive Fords. I do have my Jeep, which I do love. But, yeah, I'm a Shelby guy. I'm a Ford guy. But I've always wanted a Shelby. I thought I'd get one when I turned 50. I was able to get one about a decade earlier. And I'm very fortunate to be in the club, man. It's awesome. It's great to be a car guy.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. All right. Good. I like the movie, too. And I didn't know anything about it. I thought it was really cool. But I was like, oh, my God, this is a Cecil movie. I was excited for you. And, well, you're excited for yourself. Cecil, let's get to your game plan as you broke it down in 1043thefan.com. What is your game plan for victory?
Yeah, the game plan for victory better include a lot of Cortland Sutton, because that's where you pick on the Minnesota defense, and they don't, there's not many weak spots at all. And even the names, when you say the name, Xavier Rhodes, like that's a quality name, Pro Bowl type of cornerback. Trey Waynes, quality name, Pro Bowl level quarterback, cornerback, and neither one of them are playing at a high level. They got Houston there as well, running around making plays as their third corner. But, you know, both of them been banged up, Rhodes and Wayne specifically, with an ankle and an elbow issue. So Cortland Sutton, and maybe a dash of somebody else in the passing game. I don't think it's Noah Fant, because you're going to have that safety play that you see from this team. Very deep safeties. They give you the bucket throws all day because they want you to make those difficult throws. And if you can, if you're Brandon Allen, if you have the time, they're seventh in the league in sacks, the bucket throws are going to be there. But you're going to have to get the time, and you're going to have to make those incredibly difficult throws. Then the receivers are going to have to hang on to the ball, because this is a very, very physical fly to the football Mike Zimmer defense this team's going to face. So Cortland Sutton has to have the best game of the season if the Broncos have any chance of winning.
Season, so let's just say, and I don't know your predictions just yet, but let's say the Broncos go on the road, they go to Minnesota, and they come away with the victory. What does this mean moving forward as far as Brandon Allen and Drew Lock?
Yeah, it means it's delayed further. I mean, it's probably delayed anyway, at least a couple of weeks, the Buffalo game, and we're kind of all crossing our fingers that we get something for the Chargers in terms of Drew Lock. But if you win another one, that's what it's all about. The AFC outside of Baltimore, New England, is wide open. I don't want to say Broncos and playoffs in the same sentence, because I think it's ridiculous. But you want to send the message that you're still in it to try to win games. It's not yet time to shut it down and go into evaluation mode. So what happens if they win? Well, it delays everyone's Drew Lock fantasy for at least another week. And, hey, good for them, right? We've seen this team is close. They're not as bad as their record indicates. All apologies to Bill Parcells. but they're also not a good deep team. And it's that lack of depth, these injuries that they've had to deal with that have caused all of this. But there's something there if they can continue to build on it. And here's the thing. Find your quarterback ASAP, however you do that, because you're about ready to have a top five, number one type of defense again. That's what Vic Fangio is building, provided they keep Justin Simmons, you know, guys in free agency, stuff like that. But you do not want to waste your defense the way the Bears are wasting their defense because they took the wrong quarterback. You got to find your guy because you're going to have a window with this defense starting next year.
Cecil, I have to ask, how'd you feel about the Von Miller situation yesterday?
Tyler, I knew you would be the one to ask that. Why do you think I went to see Ford versus Ferrari twice? Talking about being depressed. Like, oh my God, I was just asking a question.
All right, hold
like
on. You got to recap. So that's a funny question. But just for everybody who didn't hear it, Cecil found a very advanced stat. Cecil, yeah. Right? And yeah. Where did you find that stat?
I have access to the ESPN Employees Only database, and they have NFL Next Gen stats, and they're starting, they have this quality department out in Bristol, and they're starting to do more Next Gen stats, and they keep sending emails like, hey, look at this, look at what we found,
okay.
Look what we can discover, and that's why I discovered these two stats are very important.
And what was the stat?
The stats are the number of incompletions brought on by your pressure. Von Miller is number one in the league with 22 incompletions. Okay. Credited to him, and then number one in the league with 4 interceptions credited to him because of his pressure.
All right, so Von's getting beat up a little bit, and then you roll out the advanced stat, which sounded like you were trying to help him out a tad.
Yeah, not only that, I was actually wondering, as you were asking the question, were you physically massaging his shoulders at the same time?
Wow.
Well, I certainly was blowing bubbles. And here's the thing, like, I got into the question, and then I was just, like, rambling, and he totally didn't know what I was talking about. So I should have just asked him, given the stat, and said, are you sick of being asked about sacks? Because the very first question, of course, is BK. Hey, what about sacks? You're sacks it out. You know, nobody's being mean. Nobody in the Denver media is mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, are you sick of getting asked about sacks? Because when you put on the film, his best game, and Tyler, I'd love to know, and Nick, I'd love to know if you agree with this. D-Mac, you too, of course.
No, you don't.
His
care.
Best game might have been the KC game. He's not even in the box score.
Mm.
But go back and watch the film. You see a guy making plays against the run. You see a guy getting pressure that's not showing up in the normal, quote-unquote, box score. But when you watch the film, when you chart plays, when you look at advanced data, not bullcrap stats that don't mean anything. It has to back up the film. And those two things obviously back up the film. So I was trying to help Von out. You know?
But at what point, as you were asking the question, did you realize, oh, my God, I am dead asking this question? Like, at what point?
When Von started rolling his eyes and everybody started laughing, and I'm like, even the guys that ask horrible questions, and maybe if I had a couple of pops, I'd tell you who those people are, but we have some people that ask awful questions. And I asked the worst question yesterday, and I'm banging on these people. But, like, even those people were laughing at me, and I was like, oh, forget you, you're cool, forget you, I'm out. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, listen, man, I love compliments. I love when people say good things about me. So anytime you want to come in a little bit early for your show and start massaging my shoulders as well, you are more than welcome.
And by the way, the question on the text line, what's a Shelby? Of course it's a car, but what type of car is it specifically?
Shelby GT.
Yes, I have the number 7 2007 Shelby GT.
And what's special about it?
That it was limited to just a few thousand copies, basically, a few thousand production, and it's signed by Carroll Shelby, and it's, you know, souped up. It's a souped up Mustang, basically, with the Shelby package, racing suspension, supercharger, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Is it a muscle car or not?
Yes, yeah. Oh, I'm only American Muscle. While I respect fast cars like Fast and the Furious, I don't understand the guys that drive like hatchbacks with spoilers on them. I'm a muscle car guy all the way.
I miss our show, man. I'm just going to tell you right now, I kind of miss it.
Okay.
Cesar, have you ever seen Gone in 60 Seconds?
Eleanor, man. I want Eleanor.
Yes.
That's me.
Yes.
That's the greatest Shelby ever made.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you, Cecil. We'll talk to you later.
Be good, fellas.
Bye.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.